Okay, Daf Yomi. Today is Daf Daf Kufchav Dalad. Okay, we'll start. We're on Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis. We're going to start now, and we're learning the somewhat complex din of Bechor getting Pishnayim, that he gets, he does not get Beroy Kiva Muchzak. Money that the father, there's a concept Muchzak, it's a little hard to define. It's not the same Muchzak that you find by a Moitzim Machveel of Araya that you talk about Muchzak. And there's all sorts of different types of dinim. By Shvius you find a din, whether it's considered that the money is by you already, Lagabi Shmita. There's different Lomdisha differences regarding different Dinei HaTorah when money is considered to be in your possession. For the Bechor to get Pishnayim, it has to have been in the father's possession to a certain degree. Bechor Asher Yimotzei Lo means it's Motzui Yetzlo. It's not just Ro'ui to come to him. So that's what we'll be learning about, different types of monetary relationships that he has with money, money that's owed him, rental money, and all those different types of things, what's considered muchzuk and what's called only ro'oi. So we'll start now from the Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis, where the Braisa said that if the father had mukdoshin, so the Bechor gets Pishnayim in mukdoshin. Now we're not sure what that means. What does mukdoshin mean? Starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis. Mukdoshin lav didaninu. Now, it's not his. Let's say he was a carbon. He made a carbon. So it's not his. Now, the Gemara's question has to do with Bechorah. You say, well, wait a second. If it's not his, so then it shouldn't be included in Yerusha Bechlal. Forget about the Bechorah. So the Gemara understands that whatever schus you have in a carbon, whether it's the mitzvah of bringing it, the schus to eat it, if it's kachim kalim and you're the owner, the schus to the mitzvah, well, the skin is only in kachim kalim. So that is Beirusha. The Gemara understands that the schus, that's a monetary schus, so that's Beirusha. Even if the behemoth doesn't belong to you because it's mukdoshin, but the monetary schus is yours, and therefore you can be morish it. The Gemara's issue is the Bechorah, what does it mean, mukdoshin? The Gemara answers, b'kachim kalim. B'alibit Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yisrael Glili shita is a kachim kalim, which is toda, shlomim, Bechor, Bechor to a kayan, meiser behema, and Pesach, if it becomes a shlomim, after Pesach or whatever. I said that because you can't bring the Pesach once the person dies, so it's not relevant. But you bring it as a shlomim, so then in effect it's called a shlomim. Balibit Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Omer Momen Bailam Hu. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that Kachim Kalim is considered to a degree, it's a lomdisha idea, it's hard to give over. There's a lot of sugyas and shas, but there are ramifications, there are halakos in the Torah, legabi wish, it's considered that he's the owner, even though it's Hektish. Hektish is the owner, but it's Kachim Kalim, so he's considered the owner, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. This is only when the animal's alive, ironically. Once it's shechted, then it's called Mishulchan Gavoa Kozochi, and it's not his at all. Utanya, this is where he learns it out from. The Gemara is giving the source for Rabbi Yisrael Glili's din. Umala Mal Bashem, that's talking about if you give a pikadon, someone owes you money and then they deny it and they swear falsely, so they have to pay you back and add a fifth. We call it a fifth. The Torah calls it a fifth. We call it a fourth because it's a fifth of the new total. We would, in our, the way we talk, we call it a quarter, but the Torah always calls it a chomesh, a fifth, because it's a fifth of the new total. So here, and that's called Asham Gzelos. If you say Karbonos and you say Zeum Mekomon, you might be familiar with the word Asham Gzelos. That's what it means. It means that you bring a Karbon and you add a fifth. You have to say Vidui, and that comes for swearing falsely about money you owe someone else. And there's a Lashon Me'ila used here, not to be confused with the Me'ila of Kachim, although it's the same root and sort of the same idea, but ironically, Kachem Kalim have no Me'ilah. The Me'ilah we're used to thinking about when you get a benefit from Hekdesh, Kachem Kalim has no Me'ilah. But here the Pasuk says, Molamal Bashem, even though it's talking about you are messing up your friend, you're denying you owe him money and you're swearing falsely to him, the Pasuk says, Molamal Bashem. So Rabbi Yosef really understands that strange phrase to mean the rabbis kachim kalim shehin mamon bailim. Did Rabbi Yosef really? There's something that the parasha of Shavuos HaPikadon, it's called Hashem Gzeilos, applies to, which is sort of Hashem and sort of you. So that would be kachim kalim, and that's why he learns out from there that kachim kalim mamon bailim. Rabbi Yosef really holds you can take your animal that you are makdish to be a toda, and you can be Makadish and Isha with it. It's Mom and Bailamu. Akoponim, the Bechor just Pishnayim in the Mukdashim. So if he had a name of Kachim Kalim and he died, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. It's called Mukhzak. Okay, now we quote another part of the Braisa, the next part. The father had rented out different forms of payment. Schirus is a set amount every month. Tachirus is a set amount of the produce that it produces. So anyway, the poor belongs to the father. It's rented out by someone. The person pays rent in whatever form they pay rent, in the form of chachirus or schirus. So biyad acherim. Oh, shayseroa ba'afar in the pasture. The yolda b'chornoitel ba'pishnayim. This is going to be called in the upcoming sugya Shvach Sheshibchu Nechosim La'achar Misos Avihem Shvachot de Memela. It came on its own. So the father was considered a muchzak in it, even though he didn't have it. But this money, the hashvachot of the principal, since it comes Memela without putting any more investment into it, so that it's called, as I said yesterday, like a tree that grows payros. So the father was said to have been muchzuk in this also, and therefore the Bukhar gets Pishnayim. The Gemara says, what do you need both cases for? Hashtu mucheres and muskeres, that's the bigger chiddush. The lab reshus of the Gemara did to Kaimosh. They're not even in the father's reshus, they're sitting by the guy that rented it. Amrit still. Shokil, the Bukhar gets Pishnayim in the money that it produces, because the father's called the Mukhzuk in that. Roa ba'afar miboya. That's the Chayim and the father's Rishus. Hakamashmal on the Gemara answers, the Mukheris and Muskeris Dumya de Roya ba'afar. The juxtaposition of the two cases is to tell us the point. The only way that it could be considered Mukhzuk. Even though the father never had this money, the Chayav, remember. But, or he never had the blood. The baby was born after the father died. But, so this is the point of the Shevach Sheshibchu Nechosim. It earned money, it gave out money, it grew. So, for the father to be considered a Mukhzuk, it has to be similar to the case of the Pora that's in the pasture and gives birth. Ma roa ba'afor shvacha de memela kasi like a chazi ba'mazona. Nobody's putting any money into the Pora. They're not even feeding it. You know, when you feed it, at least you say, we caused it to get fatter. We caused it to have the child. We caused it to be healthy. Here, nothing. Everything's memela. It just grew. It had a baby. Ah, mekaris and mekaris. It has to be the case, shvacha de memela kasi. The owner is not the one feeding it, the renter is feeding it. So now, any profit that's earned is mamish just shvacha de memela, it just grew, it puts it out automatically, almost automatically, one could say. And therefore, the father is considered muchzuk in it, even though he obviously never came into his hands while he was alive. Many Rebbe, this shita that we just learned is the shita of Rebbe. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Ein b'chor noitel pishnayim b'shevach sheshibchu nechosim lacham mitzvah sabiyah. Tanakama holds, no. The father was not muchzik in it. The father never had it. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, b'chor noitel v'shnayim b'shevach sheshivchu nechosum lachamizus aviyah. So that we know already. If they took money of the estate and they went ahead and they built something with it, they put their kochos, their efforts into it, maybe even just their time, but it's not shvacha de memel, it didn't automatically grow out of the estate, but someone had to invest in it to make it happen. That's already called ro'ul. It popped up. So the father never had it. It was just rowing to come to him. To be called muksuk, only things that mamish happen on their own, memela,
totally, that's called muksuk. Okay? Now we learn another din. Yorshu, this is also Rebbe. The Gemara will discuss it later. Yorshu shtachol, b'chor noitel pishnaya. The collection of a chayim, so they re-yorish a debt as creditors, not as debtors. They re-yorish the debt, and there's a shtar. We'll see later that there's a difference many hold between if there is a shtar, where you're pretty much assured of collecting the money. Some Rishonim phrase it that if you're muhsuk in the shtar, you're muhsuk in the chayiv. But al kaponim, it's more of a sure thing. The collection of the money can be said to be just about virtually memela. You know, you have a shtar, a guy can't say parati, what's he going to say? So, presumably pay up. So, therefore, the b'chor gets pishnayim of the chol. If someone owes the father $100 and there's two brothers, so the b'chor gets $66 and the other guy gets $33. That's what we learned. Yotzalem shtar chol. I made a joke, but it's true. Let's say they yarshined a chol as debtors, not as creditors. B'chor noisen pishnayim. Now, you see from here that when the father dies and there's a debt, all the brothers have to share the debt equally. They share in the debt based on their percentage of the nechosin that they are. They don't have to pay the debt with their money. We're talking about the yarshin karka, that's meshubit, to the Baal Chof. Nowadays, there's a takana to collect from a taltalin also, but only of the estate, not of the Yorishim. But they all have to share in that, and the Bechor has to pay a double share based on the fact that he has a double share. The Imamar, now comes a very big chiddush. The Imamar, if the Bechor says, Eini nosein ve'eini notel, I relinquish my right to get pishnayim, and therefore I don't want to pay a double share of the debt. Rashoy. He may have his reasons for doing so. He could say it. A yoresh can't relinquish Yerusha. You can be machme Yerusha once you have it. You can be mafkir it once you have it. But you can't just say, I don't want to be a yoresh. The very big chiddush, the Bechor has the right to state, as long as there was no chalukah yet, the father died already, it's in the estate, the Bechor didn't get it yet. Other Yorishim have it, it's not so clear in what way, shape, or form, because they didn't split it up yet. That has to do with Breira, Yesh Breira, Aim Breira, but on Kaponim, they're said to have their Yerusha right away. They can't relinquish their Yerusha. But a Bechor is not said to have his Chelek Bechora until he gets it. That's what we're going to learn now in a Pasuk. And therefore he could relinquish it. He could say, I don't want it. My Tamayu de Rabbonon. Okay, stop. It is the end of the Brisa. Now we're going back to the Rabbonon Shita that Eina Bechor Noitel Pishnayim B'Shevach Sheshivchu Nechosum Lachar Mitzvah Saviyah. Everything we learned till now they argue with. That's also called Ra'ui. Muchzuk is Mamish Muchzuk, the father has it. Anything like this, rental money of Vlad that's born, it's called Ro'ui. It's only Roy to come to the father. Maita Mayo Durabonon, Amakra, the basic pasuk for Ro'ui and Mukzuk, first of all, the parasha of Bechor is in Kiseitse, right? That's the second parasha there of Ahuvan Snua.
kiyas abuchar ben asnu a yaker loses lo pishnayim b'chol asher yimotzei lo. So that's the basic pasuk, but it also says losses lo pishnayim b'chol asher yimotzei lo. That's the pasuk. So Rabbanon, besides the basic pasuk, everybody's moda to the basic din that ain't a b'chor notul b'roi kibemuchsa. That's learned out from b'chor asher yimotzei lo, that it had to have been motzui by the father. Rabbanon darshan from another pasuk, the losses lo phrase, they push the envelope. You mamish need something similar to losses lo pishnayim. Matana kari rachmana, the Torah is calling the chelek habuchora a matana, losses lo, you're giving it to the bechor. Ma matana demotul yode, the Rashbam learns motul yode of the no saint, the father's considered the no saint, so a matana can't be given unless the no saint actually has it. Av chelek bechora will only be a demotul yode of the no saint of the father. So that's like the extreme. The father mamish had to have it enough to have given it away in order for the bechor to get pishnayim. While Rebbe Omer Omakro pishnayim, makish chelek bechor lechelek pashut, ma chelek pashut avol gadlo motul yodei. Obviously, Yerusha's Yerusha, even if the father didn't have it, av chelek bechor avol gadlo motul yodei. That's not a total. That's only, in other words, but Rebbe's moda yadarsha b'chol asher yimotzei lo, that it has to be motzui eitzel the father. It's still something called roi, something called muchsa. But Rabbanan have the extreme that it has to be something the father could have theoretically given away, losses lo, to matana, and anything less than that, no pishnayim. While Rebbe says that the drasha, Rebbe has a different pasuk, but he still has the pasuk of Chol Asher Yimotzei Lo. So he strikes a balance that it doesn't have to be as extreme as Rabbanon, but of course you learn out the basic din that it has to be muksav, not roi. He just allows things that the father doesn't mamish have to be considered muksav as well. Afal gad lo motul yodei, even if the father didn't mamish have it. Okay, Rabbanon Ami of Tziv Pishnayim. That's how Rebbe makes his drasha of makish chelik b'chor lechelik poshut, because pishnayim like puts them together, juxtaposes the two shears, the chelik poshut it's called, and the chelik b'chorah. So the Gemara answers hula meisle achad metzra on one side, meaning the b'chor, it's looked at one big Yerusha, and he automatically has a right for two fields that are next to each other. Let's say there's three fields, so there'll only be matul goro, who gets the one on the extreme left and who gets the one on the extreme right. But the Bechor would automatically get the Chelek Bechora field that's next to his. So that's learned out. Rabbanon learned that out from Pishnayim, that we treat the Bechor's Chelek as one big Pishnayim. We don't treat it as if he's two brothers. We treat it as if he's one person, so he gets it to get contiguously. Rebbe Nami of Tziv Losses Lo, it's there to teach us something. Ahu Shehem Amar Eini Notel V'Eini Nosein Rashoi. That's how you learn out that din, that it's called a Matana. So Rabbanan Darshan did, if you'll notice the difference, they Darshan did Mitzad the Nosein, that it doesn't get the Chelek Lechora unless the father was able to give it away. Rebbe's Darshaning it Mitzad the Makabel, that it's called a matana, that he could refuse it. He say, I don't want it. Don't give it to me. Don't do me any favors. And he could say that, and he doesn't get the chelek b'chorah. That's because it says, losses lo, loshen matana. Amar Rav Papa, now we're going to go into different cases and discuss it. Amar Rav Papa, dikla, the father left a small palm tree, the olim, and it got fatter, it grew, it got stronger, it's worth more money, it'll give off more payers. Ara, a piece of land, but asik shirto, and it becomes higher quality land. Literally, asik shirto means the ocean washed over it. So it left nutrients there, and it became a better land, a more fertile land. Even Chachamim Amode, that's what I mean. It's a very longish sugya. You have a lot of gradations that you don't right away notice what exactly is the difference, why Rabbanan are arguing here and Rebbe's arguing here. Everybody holds you need Muchsuk not Roy. Everybody holds that the difference between Shvach Sheshibchu Nechosim and Mela and Shvach Shehishbichu Nechosim, that the brothers put money into it. Rabbanan hold any Shvach is called Ra'ui. Rebbe holds there's that difference. Now Rapapa saying that Rabbanan Amode, that if the thing mamish grew, it's nothing minachutz. Rental money is minachutz. A vlad is minachutz. But if the thing is still Shemo Olam, it's still called a tree. It's just a bigger tree, a fatter tree, a better land. Then Rabbanan Amode, that the father was considered to have been muksuk in that. Rabbi Chanan explains, he wasn't able to give it away. Rabbanan's pasuk was that the father had to have been able to give it away in order for the Bukhar to get Bishnayim. So Rabbi Chanan explains, the real pasuk is B'chol Asher Yimotzei Lo. There's no new din that not only does it have to be Motzei, but the father had to have been able to give it away. It's really just a definition, what's going to be considered Ra'ui and what's going to be considered Muchsuk. So if the father was able to give it away, then he was Taka Muchsuk in it. But something that logically, in compelling logic, you're going to say the father's called a Muchsuk in it, because all that happened is that the tree got bigger and the father had the tree. So we're not going to look at the there's no objective requirement, Kitzur Rabbi Chanan says, that the father had to have been able to give it away. It's just a definitive pasuk defining B'chol Asher Yimotzei Lo. But if it would be mamish an objective requirement, then obviously Rapapa wouldn't make sense. Why should Rabbanan be Moda in this case? The father wasn't able to give away the extra growth of the tree. So he said it's not an objective requirement, it's a defining term. It defines B'chol Asher Yimotzei Lo. But here, we understand with our own logic that it's B'chol Asher Yimotzei Lo. The father had the tree. Till now, we dealt with rental money that comes in. We dealt with even a shtar chov where money comes in. Here, we're talking about the tree. You know, the tree grew. It's a bigger tree, that's all. So certainly, the father's called the muchzik in it. The chuli amelo pliga v'shakil, everybody's moida the b'chor gets pishnayim. Keep plinging. You know when there would be a machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim, b'chafura, that's another word for shachas, that's tvua, that's not fully grown, tahavishubli, and then it grows and it becomes stalks, and it has a different shem, it has a different name. Till now it was called maybe, I'll just make up words in English, till now it was called grass, and now it's called a stalk of wheat. It changed its shem. We all know that when something changes its shem, it means it essentially is a different thing. It's not just like you talk about a child. So you have a small child and a bigger child and an older child. Then at some point he becomes an adult. He has a different shem. So you would say it's not like this, not just, okay, he got bigger and he just got bigger and bigger. It became something else. It was a transformation. But it was a transformation that happened to Mela. No one invested anything in it. So according to Rebbe, the Bechor gets Bishnayim. And according to Rabban, they don't get Bishnayim. Keep Pligi, when would they have their Machlokas? Bachafura Bahabi Shubli. And Shlufafi, that's what Shlufafi, it's Pirchei Tumim, like flowering the dates, the date on the palm tree. When they're flowering, Bahabi Tamri, and then the fruit comes out. So then it has a different name. The Mar Sabar, that's called Shvacha de Mamela, because nothing was invested in it. Umar Sabar Ishtani, because it has a different Shem. So that would be totally in the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbon. Amar Rabbi Bar Bechana Rav Chiya. Also, if the Bezdin, the Dayan, they came fighting, the Urshim came to Bezdin, they're fighting about the estate. Also, Kedivri Rebbe, also, Kedivri Chachamim, also, there's a whole slew of halachas that will have B'li Nedim, Mitzvah Shem, the beginning of Sanhedrin. What happens if a Dayan makes a mistake? There actually are Dayanim that make mistakes. I know it's hard to believe, but a Dayan can make a mistake. And there's a whole bunch of halachos depending on the type of mistake that he makes. The biggest mistake is if he gets caught. That's his biggest mistake. Anyway, but here, Rabbi Bar Bar Chonam, Rav Chiya, is saying that the dayan does not make a mistake. The halacha is not clear. Also, kedivrei Rebbe, also kedivrei Chachamim, also. We don't make him, change the din. What's going on here? The safkalei Rav Chiya was mesufik. He halacha kerebi mechaveiro, velo mechaveiro. We have a rule of halacha kerebi mechaveiro. So maybe only mechaveiro, that's a singular, velo mechaveiro, that one is chaylik with Chachamim. Oh, halacha kerebi mechaveiro, va'afilu mechaveiro. So that's not clear. So Mimela, we have no right to change the din or make him change the din from whatever he passed. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, also lasus kedivrei Rebbe. Kasavar halacha kerebi mechaveiro, below mechaveiro. Not just also, of course, you have to be chaser, you have to change the din. But he just follows along. The other one said also, so he says also lasos, because he holds halacha kerebi mechaveiro, below mechaveiro. Rav Nachman, the day Omar, you'll notice that was Rav Nachman in the name of Rav. Now Rav Nachman held on his own. Mutalasus kedivrei Rebbe, kasover halacha kerebi mechaveiro, va'afilu mechaveirov. Now mutter then is lavdafka. It's just in contrast to osir, but he has to paskin like Rebbe. He holds halacha kerebi mechaveirov. Omar Rava. Osir lasos kedivrei Rebbe, but v'im also osui. We don't make him change the din. Kasavar matin itmar. Let's look at the Rashbam. Matin means it doesn't say, you don't say halacha. What? Yeah, see the Rashbam. Kachnemu beis hamedrash. Matin is adin achar divrei chachamim, but not that it's the halacha. Lodun kein lechatchila. That's what matin means. You lechatchila, you go that way. Umiyu yavad kerebi yavad b'diavad. That's the explanation l'chol matin itmar shebe gemara, which you find many times in Shas. Okay, we continue. Itmar Tani Rav Nachman b'shora sifrei debei Rav. Let's look at the Rashbam. It's kedai to learn what sifrei debei Rav is. Sifrei debei Rav hainu toras kohanim. Torah's gone. We know it's called Medrashe Halacha. There's Medrashe Agoda with nice stories and Mishalim and things we don't understand. And then there's Medrashe Halacha. The word Medrash means you darsh from the Pasuk. You extract things from the Pasuk. So Medrashe Halacha, what's famous is Sifra. That's Vayikra has Sifra. That's Torah's Kohanim or Sifra. Now, part of Shmos has Mechilta. And Bamidbar and Dvarim have what's called Sifrei, is really the right pronunciation. Most people say Sifri, including myself. But the right pronunciation is Sifrei, and it comes from this. Tani Rav Nachman Bishor Sifrei Debei Rav. Sifra Debei Rav, the Rashbam says, the Sefer of Bei Rav of the Beis Medrash, Hainu Toras Kohanim, which is Brayser Shel Sefer Vayikra. Sha'or Sifrei Debei Rav, Kori lemedrash shel sefer bar midbar, mi v'yishlachu min hamachane, starts the mitzvah of shiluach machnos in parashas Noso. Ad sofa sefer elu dvarim, it goes bar midbar and dvarim. So we call it, if you pick up a sifrei, you'll see it's a sifrei. But it comes from this phrase, sha'or sifrei debei rav, u'mechilta, dainu medrash elu shmos, me'achodesh hazeh lochem ad sofa sefer. Kulu ikris sha'or the other sifrei de bei rav, which is the base on medrash. Finally, there mina biyamlo stam asis and Rabbi Meir. Stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam sifrei is Rabbi Shimon. Stam seidurel amibresi. Stam teiseth Rabbi Nechemya. Bukulan alibed Rabbi Kiva. He taught them all. Anyway, so where does it say b'chol asher yimod say lo? It says it in Kiseitse. So that's Devarim. So it would be Bishar Sifrei Debei Rav. B'chol Asher Yimod Say Lo. Prat. In other words, this is not a statement of Rav Nachman. He's saying over something he was taught has Torah Shebaal Peh in the Beis Medrash as a Tanoic statement. Sifro and Sifrei are Tanoim. You have Mishnah, you have Braisa, you have Tosefta, and you have Sifro and Sifrei. It's all Tanoim. So Tani Rav Nachman means he taught this din Bishor Sifrei Debeirav. He wasn't saying an Amoroic statement of his own. He was saying over a Tanoic statement that he learned in Sifrei Debeirav. B'chol asher yimotze lo prat l'shevach sheshbichu yorshim l'achar misas avihen, to exclude that avo shvach sheshibchu nechosim on their own l'achar misas avihen shakil. So that's a no-brainer, I hope, by now. Umani Rebbe. So then we say, oh, that's the way Rebbe would talk. Tony Rami Barchoma Bashar Sifrei Debeirav, B'chol Asher Yimotzei Loi Prat, this comes to exclude L'shvach Sheshibchu Nechosim L'achar Misas Avihen on their own. B'koshkein, it excludes Shvach Sheshbichu Yorshim L'achar Misas Avihen to Loi Shokil, that the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. Umani, and who taught this? Rabbanani. Okay, that's very clearly Rabbanan. This is the whole Machlokes, Rebbe and Rabbanan. More about Roy and Muchzah. Come on, Rebbe and Shmuel. Ein b'chor noitel pishnayim b'milveh. That was Shmuel's statement. A debt to the father that was paid after the father died, he does not get pishnayim. Even if it was b'shtar. Laman. Where Shmuel coming from? Ilay mele Rabbanon. It would be poshut. Ask the shvacha de isa b'shuse. It grew out of something that the father had, like the animal, but it was a different thing. Rent money. It was a vlad. Ami Rabbanon loy shokil. Not muchzuk enough. So milva mi boya. The money's coming from nowhere. It's falling from heaven. The guy owes money. He's paying it. The father never, it's not the father's money that he had. The father gave away money. Now it's being reimbursed. So like that's for sure. Rabbanon should look at that as Roy, not Muxer. Ella L'Rebbe. Okay. So it's not a Chiddush. Ella L'Rebbe. So, maybe you'll call it Shvach. The Shvach of the Star, maybe you'll want to call it. You'll want to call it no worse than Shvach of the Osim and Mela, because it's owed to the father, and it just like comes to him automatically. So that's what Shmuel's coming lafuke. That don't think like that, but according to Rebbe also, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim in the money that's a reimbursement of the debt. But it's not like that. The law of Tanya, Yorshu Shtarchov, Bechor Noitel Pishnayim, Bein Bemilva, Bein Beribis. Let's say they lent money to a guy, so he gets Pishnayim, Bein Bemilva, Bein Beribis. By saying that, you're already saying, Bein Bemilva, which is like the father's money originally, which is coming back to him. Bein Beribis, which is like payrolls growing on a tree. So he gets a Pishnayim in the debt, in the money being paid, reimbursing the debt. So, wait a second. If Shmuel said that even Rebbe's molder, that you don't get debt money, Pishnayim, and according to Rabbanu, we said, it's Pashut, you don't get Pishnayim and debt money. So then, who's this Braisa? Many, Lo Rebbe, Lo Rabbanon. Okay, so we gotta, what does the GPS do? We have to reconfigure. Lo Elom Rabbanon. Shmuel was talking, Lo Elom, Shmuel said it like Rabbanon. And it is a Chiddush. In fact, if you know a little of Shas, you'll know that there's a Shitas Beishamai that actually says Shtara Omeid Ligros Kegovi Domi. But again, this is one of the most difficult sugyos in Shas. You have different types of dinim all over Shas, and sometimes Shtar is called, you have it already, Lugami Shmita, you don't have it yet. Like by a Mashkon, it's called you have the money already. By a Shtar, it's not called you have the money already. But when it comes to Beis Shammai, there is something called Shtar Omid Ligvos Kedovui Domi. Here the Gemara says, you might think, Kivan the Nokot Shtorah, the father had the Shtar, Kaman the Gav Yedamyo, Kamashmalon, no. So Shmuel was talking in Rabbanon, like Rebbe, you get a debt, Pishnayim, if it's a star, not if it's a milda al peh. And according to Rabbanon, it's a chiddush to say you don't. Okay, Shochu Mitam. They sent the following Harah. When it says Mitam, it means from Eretz Yisrael. We're in Talmud Bavli. So when you say Mitam, it means they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel the following Harah. B'chor noitel pishnayim b'milve avaloi beribis. So, uh-oh. Now we have trouble. Because Laman. Ilayim ala Rabbanon. Hashta shvokha di isa birshusei. Ami Rabbanon deloi shakil milve miboya. So even if you'll say it's a chiddush, but Shmuel already said, like Rabbanon, you don't get the milveh. You don't. The Gemara goes back to saying it's not even a chiddush. But even if it is a chiddush, but Shmuel said it already. So, Ela the Rebbe, but like Rebbe, you get ribbis also. Well, the Rebbe beribbis lo, but Tanya Rebbe yoyna, b'chornoitl pishnayim, bein b'milveh, bein beribbis. Remember, ribbis is no worse than the fruit growing on a tree. Loilam Rabbanon he. And they held milveh k'man d'gavya damya. They held that when you, that the milveh, the money that the father gave out, they hold that like Rabbanon, the Gemara is going like boom, like playing ping pong. First the Gemara says milveh is less of a reason, according to Rabbanon, to get pishnayim. And it's poshut you don't get pishnayim in a milveh. Because no shaykhus to the father. He never had that money. Not like the poro or rent money. Now the Gemara said Shmuel said it as a chiddush that you don't get pishnayim according to Rabbanon. Now the Gemara is introducing a tzad from the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael that according to Rabbanon you do get milveh, that it's called muchzuk, the father has the milveh. The shtar says ribbis too. You're going to ask, very good question. The answer is, again, it's always, you have different dynamics. Since ribbis is a dover chadosh, that was never ba'olam, it's not like the father lent it and is getting it back. So it's a new thing. So even though there's a shtar on that new thing, but on that new thing, you don't say muchzuk, that it's popping out of nowhere, and therefore like Rabbanon. So you have three ways of looking at Rabbanon. You have, it's poshut, he doesn't get bishnayim in the milveh. You have a tzad that year, but Shmuel said no. And now the Gemara is saying, you actually do. Because you do say the svara, that when you have the shtar, it's command the gav yudami, but not legabi the ribbis. And that's all in Rabbanon. Like Rebbe, obviously, you get the milveh and the ribbis also. And Rebbe says it befeirish. B'chor noitl pishnayim, bein the milveh, bein the ribbis. Omalei avacha barav l'ravina. Ikla ameimar la'asrin. He came to our place where we are, and he said, "B'chor noitl pishnayim, b'milveh avaloi beribbis." Very nice. That's like the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. We know that they said it according to Rabbanon. That milveh, you do get pishnayim. That's called a stronger muksuk than all of Rabbanon's cases where they said no, but not beribbis. Omalei. Omalei, Ravina said to Ravacha, that's what Ravacha Barav said to Ravina about Ameima. Ravina said back to Ravacha Barav that Nardoi Lutamayu. The Chachamim of Nardoi are going Lushitosom. Yeah. The Omar Rabbah or Rabbah, the Omar Nardoi. Domar Rav Nachman. Domar Rav Nachman and Rabbah. Okay, he just switches around the order. Domar Rabbah, Gobu Karka Yeshlo, Gobu Mos Einlo. Rav Nachman, Omar Gobu Mos Yeshlo, Gobu Karka Einlo. Okay, we'll start from here tomorrow. There's another gradation. I'm telling you, it's like that. These are subtleties. When you learn Be'iyun, you examine the lumdus of each level that we're learning. And if you're not able to do that. Here we have a new. We've introduced milveh, different levels of roi and muksuk. Now we're introducing a new idea, that there's a difference if they collect the debt in money, or if they collect the debt in karka. And it's sforos hafuchas. One holds gobu karka yeshlo. Yeshlo refers to the bukhor having pishnayim, but if they collect money in the debt, then he does not get pishnayim. And Rav Nachman says the other way. There's a svara to say, the father lent money, and now they're getting back money. So that's called muhsuk. Father was muhsuk. And there's a svara to say that money, so that's like a new thing popping up out of nowhere. Father was not muhsuk. With karka, we know there's a concept of shibud. When he lent the money, he right away had a lien on the karka, and now he's just collecting that lien. So the father always had the lien on the karka, so that's what's called muhsuk. All of this is l'chaira according to Rabbanon. But according to Rebbe, any collection of a debt is going to be called shvacha de memela, and the Bukhor will get pishnayim, probably, in any shvacha de memela, in any milveh.